Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. Got Dane in the studio here.
Hey Eric.
Alright buddy, let's have some fun today. We have a very special guest in the studio. So we're going to have some fun today talking about plumbing. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you very much.
Alright, we have DNF Plumbing here in the studio. So we are going to be talking plumbing. We're going to get to everybody. I don't care if you're a beginner, you're maybe the starter, or you're the expert out there. We're going to talk all sides of this. We're going to talk about our pet peeves. We're going to have a good show today. But we want you to join us in the conversation. So first off, the phone number's here in the studio, real simple, 503-417-9595. So that's 503-417-9595. And if you want to send an email because you're shy, it's okay. ATH@KXL.com, and then make sure you go over to like the Facebook page, because we have stuff that goes on literally every day, 4 or 5 times a day, 7 days a week, and that's Around the House with Eric G. So if you go up there, don't have to go searching for it, just go in that little white box next to the big white F on the top of your Facebook and type in at ATHKXL. It'll take you right there.
You'll find us.
Yeah, not too hard. And then if you missed the show today, maybe you're out running around to the home improvement store or whatever else, you can always catch the podcast anywhere on social media stuff out there in that interweb. You can find it. It's on, I think, just about every format.
SoundCloud, iTunes, Alexa. We're all over the place.
We're all over the place. So easy to find, and then you can catch the whole thing, and it's even commercial free. So not a bad way to check it on the backside. All right, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about plumbing, because we're also going to dive into the trades a little bit here as well, so we're going to have some fun, but let's talk about you for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about DNF Plumbing.
Love talking about me.
Yeah.
Kidding. DNF Plumbing, well, what can I say? We've been around since 1927.
Right on.
I am third generation. We've actually been in the same neighborhood since 1927.
I love that.
I moved across the street in the 40s and been there ever since. We are a full-rounded plumbing company. We do it all, from changing a simple washer, gas piping, building a new home, new construction, commercial construction. We do it all.
That's a huge one right there, because there's not too many companies out there that, this is kind of like speaking, you know, English and French at the same time. Commercial world is so much different than the residential world.
Completely different. My service guys do not even touch commercial work, because it's a different animal.
It is. It's such a complete different language at that. So it's awesome when you've got a company that kind of does both, because then you can
do it all
that way.
That's right.
So that's awesome. Let's dive into some of these things, because, you know, I like with plumbing, there's so many things out there. And the problem is, though, as a homeowner, you can create more of an expensive mistake if you do it.
Absolutely.
As a DIY project and not know what you're doing.
Or love the internet. They look up how to do it on the internet, and the code is for New York or Alabama or, you know, not even the West Coast. And Oregon has some of the most stringent codes, plumbing codes around.
Yeah.
So you can go off the internet, think you've got it great, have an inspector come in. It's all wrong. You have to completely redo the whole thing. Very expensive.
And here's the tough part too. So I'm gonna dive into buying plumbing fixtures online.
Great.
This is like buying purses online, luxury purses online.
Yes.
Just because it shows up in a Kohler American Standard Price Pfister box, whatever, that might not be what actually shows up in that box.
I can tell you 9 times out of 10, the repair parts are not going to work in that fixture.
See?
And a big thing now is people buying European fixtures.
Those aren't going
to
pass.
Yeah. To get stuff. It's impossible.
And a lot of those, and I've gotten burned on this myself on a project with a homeowner 15 years ago. If you don't have all the right stamps on that box and fixture, there's not an inspector out that's going to sign that thing off, because it hasn't been tested for U.S. work.
That's right. No UPC code.
You no sign toast. Off.
That's right. And it gets very expensive when you do the whole project. Think yeah. it's great. Inspector comes in, shoots the entire thing down. You have to start over.
Oh, and that's brutal. And that $500 you saved buying it online now costs you many thousands.
Many thousands.
503-417-9595. 503-417-9595 here in the studio. So that's one of the things that I've noticed, too. You know, when you're getting these fixtures online, I mean, literally, I could walk down to, I'll pick a place here, George Moreland Plumbing. Absolutely. I could go down there and buy a nice luxury faucet from them.
Mm-hmm.
I can get on Alibaba as an example. Mm-hmm. I can ship that thing off. I could have a pallet of those things with that same box and that faucet show up a month later on my doorstep. And then you can jump online and sell this stuff. And it's going to say Kohler. It's going to have all the sheets on the inside. You can have that thing knocked off. And off you go.
Absolutely.
It's that simple out there. It is. And so you got to be really careful from buying stuff from the right manufacturer. I don't buy plumbing fixtures online ever.
Me either. And the thing is it's so much more common now. And people have no idea what they're getting into. You can't trust necessarily
no.
anything online.
I can't tell you how many times, and sorry, Amazon, I'm going to rip on you on this. I've got an Apple iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought many an Apple thing from there that I thought I was buying it from a certified retailer. And you take it into the Apple store and go, hey, this cord didn't work. I've had it for a week. And they're like, that's not an Apple cord. We didn't make that. So
exactly.
Those are the things. And for an Apple cord, it's not that big a deal. But when you've got a fully installed shower valve that you've got brand new tile over,
right,
and you can't buy that replacement part because it didn't work because maybe it wasn't built right to begin with.
Exactly.
And then your repair part doesn't fit in there that's the proper piece.
That's right.
Now you're stuck.
And we've had this problem with a lot of, and I'm going to pick on Moen. I love Moen fixtures. You go to, say, one of the big box stores.
Oh, yeah.
And get a toilet and put it in, and it's plugging all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they're miscast. They've got chips in them. The evacuation hole is 3 times smaller than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Then what do? You go back to the store. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, you get a replacement toilet. It's the same one.
Same problem.
Same problem.
The other thing I've noticed was, I'm not going to name the brand, but I have noticed talking to a rep of a major plumbing brand mm-hmm. that is in the home centers. And the reason why they have 2-color different boxes, if you go to a licensed, nice, big plumbing wholesaler, and you go to the home center, you're like, wow, those 2 boxes are different colors. Why? Because the B's and C's go to the home center. That's because right. the home centers are always shaking down these plumbing manufacturers to get a lesser expensive product. And then they go, oh, cool, I'm going to give the perfect ones to the plumbing wholesalers. You're going to pay our price for it.
Right.
And then I got to be competitive, so I'm going to send this over to the home center to get. And so there might be a little flaw in it, but you're right. There could be tons of casting issues.
Exactly.
And then I did probably 5 or 6 years ago, I did a test. So I did this. This was with Kohler, and I love Kohler, but mm-hmm. I went to the home centers and bought a box there. Same model number, went to the plumbing wholesaler up in Seattle, and I tore them apart, and they were completely different on the inside from the home center version to the plumbing center version. So
it's scary. Yeah. What happens out there?
You got to be careful out there. So.
Absolutely.
All right, and we come back. We're going to take all your questions and calls. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Is this cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and their CCB number 94222. This is where we talk about home improvement. Thanks, Western, for sponsoring this segment. We're going to have an informative show today. If you missed the first segment, you better catch it a little bit later. But I want you to call in the studio here, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. We're in here with Sandy from DNF Plumbing, and we're having a great time talking plumbing today.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about one of my pet peeves. What are the biggest things that you have service calls? What are the hot items, you know, for people in their maintenance lists out there that roll people up and they end up calling the plumber?
Absolutely. Well, the biggest one is an instant drop in water pressure.
Yep.
Usually one fixture. One fixture, especially if it's a faucet, is easy enough to help someone over the phone.
Sure.
You know, tell them about the aerator, how to take that off, the delicate parts inside, you know, and what they find inside can be critical too. If they find white chalky substances, dip tube problem.
Yeah.
You know, if they find rocks, well, you may have a break in your line. There may have been, you know, some other issues going on. So it's informative, and generally we can help people over the phone, which
absolutely
is great.
Yeah, that's awesome, because those are things that tell a bigger story, especially
absolutely.
If you've got galvanized pipe or something like that.
Precisely.
I can't tell you how many people I've seen out there have some serious issues with old galvanized pipe, and then half the faucets aren't working because people don't figure it out till it's almost done.
That's right. And all the inside galvanized rusts from the inside. So you're not necessarily going to see it on the outside.
Yeah.
And if it's in your house, it's been there over 60 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to call and get rid of that before you have a serious problem.
And so the problem for you people out there that haven't experienced galvanized pipe before, you know what we're talking about. This is just that steel galvanized pipe that's, you know, it's half-inch pipe that's running out throughout your house, maybe three-quarters coming out of a water heater. But the issue is that as it gets breaking down and you lose the galvanized on the inside, it turns into like a little tiny straw. So
exactly.
This is when you have that low pressure coming out of that, it's almost like trying to drink your favorite milkshake out of your coffee stir straw. It doesn't work very well.
And it doesn't taste very well either, because you get that rusty flavor through there.
I love it when you have that old house and you turn the bathtub on and you get that shower of red and brown right before. It's like time to replace it.
Time to give us a call and get an estimate. And there is more galvanized pipe out there than people realize.
It is everywhere.
Homes.
Hey, we got some calls coming in here. Maybe not plumbing calls, but let's try it here. We got Gary in Battleground. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, Eric, I got a question on a fireplace chimney.
Sure, buddy.
The crown. I'm getting some chipping away and breaking on it, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to get a masonry to come out and repair it because they're all so busy. Besides that, it's not a big job. But
okay.
What do I need to do if I have to do it myself, just a temporary repair if they don't get out before the rainy season comes? I know it's still a month or two away, but I'm concerned about it.
Gary, first off, if you want to send me an email at ath@kxl.com or just message me on the Facebook page, I can get you lined up with a good mason that can probably come out and do that I trust really well for this stuff. But I'll be honest, if it was me getting up on there to do this, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rent some scaffolding and set it up right so I can get up there and access it. I'm not going to mess around with putting my ladder up against that, so I'm going to go down to the tool rental store and rent some scaffolding and set it up. And then really you're going to get up there and do some really nice mortar work up there and get that dialed in. And so you're going to clean all that up, get all the broken stuff off there, and you're going to get up there with some mortar or even some cement all type product up there and do the repairs.
Okay, Eric, can you tell me what kind of product I need? Because you might be able to give me the name of a mason, but I'll tell you what, I check everywhere. Nobody's gotten back to me.
Yeah, no, I get it, but I can introduce you to some people.
It's a crown repair. Who wants to come out and do a crown repair on a chimney that's 2 feet by a foot and a half when they can go out and do a $15,000-$20,000 job? You know?
Sure, no, I get it. I got a good chimney repair guy that does this stuff every day that would probably get you taken care of. But I would just get, there's a product you can get at the home center. It's called Cementol. And it's
just a minute.
Yeah, Cementol. Yep.
Okay.
And that works.
I can get it at Home Depot.
Yep. You got it, man. You get it right off the shelf there, and it's made to work on these kind of things. Just follow the directions. It's a fairly fast setting product, so you want to use it work with it. But yeah, don't mix up the whole thing because you're going to end up with 3/4 in the bucket, and then you're going to have a big weight.
Okay. This is. Give me the name of the mason, if you.
I'm not going to do it over the radio because this guy is small, and I don't want him to get 4,200 phone calls all at the same time.
Because then he'll get swamped. You don't have too much.
Because then you're going to be waiting 6 months for him to call just to get you. So I'm not going to help you out any, brother, with that one.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, Gary. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Appreciate it. Hey, let's run out to Ray in Salem. Welcome to Around the House.
Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a siding problem. I have T111 siding, and apparently the last owner had a sprinkler going. It hit it all the time. Now I have what I think they call alligator paint chipping.
Okay.
Now, I've tried a palm sander on it, and it's going to take forever. And I do have a power washer. Would you suggest I start with a power washer?
Probably not. Most T111 is either made out of chipboard or it's plywood. And if you're not careful with that, you're just going to shove more water back into that siding itself and probably rip the veneers apart or into the particle, stuff behind it. So you're probably most likely going to cause more damage with that. That's going to be the tough part. What I would do is get in there and just kind of grind into that as best you can. And if you got to get, heavier duty sandpaper to do it, then do it. Just make sure you're not dealing with any lead paint or anything out on that thing. So I might hit it with a lead test paint just to make sure if it's not something new.
Yeah, it's fairly new. I don't think there's any lead on it.
But, okay.
Rotary sander?
Yeah, rotary sander, dust mask. As long as there's no dust, just get a good dust mask and go after it. And as long as you don't have the lead paint on there, you should be good. Just do what you can with it, because I think the water is going to cause more damage than good for you.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. And there's some good, if you go to like Sherwin-Williams or any one of the paint stores, there are some primers out there that are extra thick that'll help fill in some of those little voids that'll make it look better on the backside before you put some paint on that thing.
Oh, perfect. And another question on siding.
Okay.
Can you put the concrete siding, horizontal siding, lap siding on over that?
I've seen people do that, especially when it's plywood and it's been framed with that before. I've seen people go over the top of it. You're just going to have to retrim everything else out, though, and do that. But that's almost like sheathing on the backside if it was done that way to begin with.
Okay. I appreciate that, too.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for listening to Around the House, man. Man, we got a bunch of callers here. Leaves a couple lines open, 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. We'll get back to plumbing just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday afternoon. I want you to join us in the conversation. Numbers here in the studio, as people are lining up at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. I want you to join us in the conversation today. Next week, we're not going to be taking calls, so I want you to call in this week. Next week, we've got a fun show ahead. However, you're not going to be able to call in on that one. So if you've got those questions, get them today. 503-417-9595. We're in here talking with Sandy from DNF Plumbing. We're having a great time. We've had a lot of calls already, but we're going to jump out here real quick out to Eric and Estacada. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks, man. What can I help you with?
Well, I had a pole building built on my property out here.
Okay.
And in the conversation, I wanted to run power to it. And the contractor, the electricians have told me it should be little to no cost to do that. I've already got it wired. I just need power from the pole to the building. And PGE is telling me it's going to be $3,500 now.
That can happen.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that can happen. And that's the bad part. I've run into this before. If you're putting in a new house, sometimes they'll put it in for low cost. Sometimes, I don't know how PGE figures those things out. But yeah, sometimes a second meter on something like that, they're going to get you for it because they got to put all that expense in to do it. And it's not like the gas company where sometimes you can negotiate that out. I've seen where people want to put, gas up their street and the neighbors pull together and kind of negotiate that out. I'll be honest, I haven't seen that with the electrical like that. Sometimes you're going to have that $3,500 hookup cost and it's not fun, man.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure they weren't stroking me.
No, I just, I would give them a call, work your way up the, maybe besides just getting somebody customer service, get into management, maybe ask a couple questions with them and make sure that you can maybe get around that. But you're not the only one, man. I've seen that happen a lot.
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show. And thanks for calling into Around the House. That leaves another line open at 503-417-9595. All right. Let's talk plumbing. We were starting to talk about favorite service calls and some of the biggest maintenance items out there. I want to get to your question. Garbage disposals.
Garbage disposals. They are a disposable item, believe it or not. They last 3 to 5 years, depending on how heavy you use them.
And what you put down them.
What you put down them. And people are extremely surprised that they are not supposed to put coffee grounds down them, that they are not supposed to put eggshells down them. And we have a whole list, you know, on our website and stuff. But there's a lot of things you don't put down disposals. Rice.
Oh, yeah.
It expands in your pipes. It expands with water. What do you think? another big thing is people putting kitty litter down their toilet. That is a huge one.
I've never heard of that, no. But I can see that's like concrete.
Absolutely. Well, it says it's flushable.
Oh. Well,
great, but do you see what it does to the urine? It clumps it. What do you think it's going to do in a bowl full of water? And we have had new homes, people do that, and we've had to clear out 300-400 feet of sewer line on new homes because they've just been putting the kitty litter down
there. That is brutal. Hey, by the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com, and their CCB number 593. They got a low one, but I think yours is even lower, isn't it?
465.
There you go.
Been around a while.
Exactly. That's the beautiful thing with that. All right. So yeah, that's a thing. I mean, it's... my other favorite one that I've seen, too, that I've physically seen was somebody doing a big tile job in their house, DIY, and they were rinsing the buckets out in their kitchen sink through the garbage disposal.
Oh, that's one of our biggest construction issues. When we go back into a house, we've done all the plumbing from the ground up, so we know there's no test balloons in there. The plumbing's good. We get in there because they have a major backup. Oh, guess what it is? Grout.
Grout. Yep, that is just like that is the disaster for that sewer line because it just starts building up, and it's concrete, folks. Hey, let's run out here to Steve and Cornelius. Welcome to Around the House.
How are we doing?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
I bought a modular home about a year ago. We've been slowly remodeling the thing, and we got all the other rooms done, kids, all that. Anyway, we got to the shower in the master, and it was a gal was handicapped, and there's a bunch of shampoo or something like that gunked up on the inside of the shower drain.
Yep.
And that stuff is just like concrete, but it's got tile on the floor and up the walls, you know, in the shower.
Okay.
So is there any way to, anything you that'll release that stuff, or...
snake with a whip head on the end.
Yeah, that's, you're going to be getting a snake down there, like she said, with the whip head on the end to clear that, mechanically clear it out. I mean, I'm not a fan of drain cleaners because all you do is just eat up the section of the drain that is the weak point. And
exactly.
You're just going to make the plumbers rich on that one as they come through and have to redo it all over again.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I ran one of them hand snakes down it. But it's not, and I can get to it. You know, you can pull a little screen off the shower and get a screwdriver in there and chip at it. I've been kind of chipping at it, but it grabs the hair and all. It's just it's nasty.
You know, man, it might just be the time to call the plumber out there because they're going to get in there with the right diameter of tool. If you don't have the exact right diameter, it's just kind of bouncing around in there. It's going to kind of bounce around and clean part of it out. But if they get in there with the right bit on the end of that, it's going to knock most of that out for you and get you
exactly.
going.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. It's the only way to do it.
Any ideas on you guys have anybody that does repipes those things?
I do.
Those things are goofy. They got all the piping up in the floor of it.
Yeah.
It's in between the membrane and the top subfloor. So you either go in from the top or from underneath.
Yeah, go over to dandfplumbing.com right there, or give them a call, and they'll take care of you.
We'll take good care of you. Give us a call Monday morning.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, Steve.
Thank you much.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for listening around the house. Let's run out here to... drop him off there. That was weird, having little problems here. Let's go out to Becky in Milwaukee. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, I have... a situation where I first started noticing my overhead furnace vents are all in the ceiling.
Okay.
I started noticing black soot light coming out in the bathroom. Now it's getting worse and worse. Now I'm noticing all my registers in my house are turning black that used to be white. They never had a problem. I've had several floods in my house. I don't know where to begin.
Becky, first off, here's a, when was the last time you changed your furnace filter?
Always.
Okay. Here's the thing.
For years, it's never happened.
We have had a ton of smoke this year. And do you know what kind of furnace filter you have? Is it like one of the little one-inch ones?
Yeah.
Or, okay. Mm-hmm.
20 what? By...
Okay. Yeah. Are you putting in like the really high quality ones? The
no.
Like the MERV 13s?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what's happening is that soot goes right through the middle of those thinner filters like that. So it's going to go through. It's going to go through your air conditioning system. It's going to catch on those grates. And so you're going to get that dust and soot and everything that's going to get there. Once it's there, it loves to keep collecting it. So it's going to keep getting blacker and blacker and blacker. I'm going to guess that if you clean those and put in like a heavier duty, like MERV 13 filter, which is almost kind of that HEPA grade filter in that, it's probably going to stop that from happening and it's going to load that filter up.
My neighbor said he took out his insulation and with my extensive water damage under my house, that possibly the insulation inside the sidewalls are full of mold.
It could happen. If that's the case, I would call my insurance. I would call my insurance company and get somebody to come out that is a flood specialist to come out and do mold tests and stuff like that and take a look at it. And if it's like a water leak, that's an insurance kind of thing. And I'd get them to come test it. And that way you're going to know and have a clean bill of health for your house.
Yeah, I'm worrying about that because I had a new company only 2 years ago from another garage mold leak, and I don't know. I hate to call them.
Well, I would give I'd give one of the flood restoration companies a call, Becky, and you should be good to go.
Hey, try on those new filters. I didn't realize they were worth buying.
They are. All right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening. Great call. Hey, Mary in Wilsonville, just hang on. We'll get to you here just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. Neil Diamond in the background. Who doesn't like a little bit of Neil Diamond?
Gotta love Neil.
Exactly. Got to see him last year in Portland. He came through one of his last shows, and that was awesome.
That's probably an awesome show.
Yeah, Julie and I had a blast in there. So good times. So good. So good. So good. All right, we're going to get your calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Don't be shy this week because next week we're not taking calls over that holiday weekend. We've got a good show planned, but don't wait for next week. I'll do it next week. Don't procrastinate. Now's the time to call in. Let's run out here to Mary in Wilsonville. Welcome to the Round the House.
Thank you for taking my call. I have spilled a glass of lemonade on a travertine floor.
Okay.
And it's in a vacation home in Central Oregon, but we got a bid on it, and it's pretty spendy to have it fixed. Is there any do-it-yourself solutions to that you know?
You really just got to polish it back out. And that's the thing is you just need to get on there and polish that back out. So you're going to get, you can pull it up on YouTube and get a sander. You're going to basically be honing and polishing that back out. So you're going to need a few power tools to do that because it's going to take you hours by hand because travertine's really soft. However, it's one of those things that if you got the sander and you get under there and then a polisher, you can kind of buff and polish that back out and get it looking good. But that's why you got hit with that because you got a professional out there for a couple hours doing it. And then I'd probably go over and reseal that entire floor that might help you for the next time for that.
Okay. So I think I'll stick with what we're planning on doing is having a professional do it. I don't think it's anything we'd be interested in.
It's a bigger DIY project to get in there and polish that thing and make it look good. You know, if you don't have the tools, it's going to be cheaper to have them do it.
The lemonade will be banned from the house from now on.
Yeah, I would sure look at maybe the other thing to do too would be having somebody come in. There's a bunch of different companies out there that do seal treatments for tile. It might be good to have them come out and polish that, especially if it's in a vacation place like that where stuff's going to happen. It might be cost effective to do that and then have them come through and do a full seal over that travertine. That might help this from happening again.
Well, I mean, the quote he gave us is only for like a 6-foot radius area, not our entire floor too. So
you might look and see what it would cost to seal it. It might not. He's already there, so you're already. It might be okay. A good add-on, and it might keep you from having to have him come back out and do it next year when somebody else does it too.
Thank you very much for that. I think we will ask him.
All right.
I appreciate. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Yeah, that's a big one on that. I love travertine, and I've used it plenty. But if you in a shower, I don't know if you've seen this, but if you have a very direct shower head and a smaller shower, and that shower runs for a couple minutes every day, it'll eat through that that travertine and literally wash that sandstone type product away.
Exactly.
It'll tear up pretty good. All right, here we go. We got another one here, Susan in Bend. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you so much. I have two questions. I had a remodel done on my house for which a plumber installed both brand new faucets and sinks.
Okay.
And when I arrived at that day after he had installed that, I found caulk all over everything. My brand new stone vanities, the faucet. Oh, it was a mess. Plus, there was this big glob of caulk sitting right in the drain. And I was appalled, of course.
Sure.
But I am curious as to whether when he said that the caulk is water soluble and that it would not affect the drain. Is that actually true?
Well, depending on what caulking he used, if he used a latex caulking in there, then if it's wet and it all got perfectly cleaned out and it all got down the drain, in theory, that can happen. But as you know, with things that are sticky and that are meant to stick to stuff, chance of that maybe globbing up down the line of that's probably pretty good. Probably caught the trap someplace.
I continue to have drain problems. I'm not sure that it's from that, however. The faucet, there's the little piece, there's an arm that comes out to raise the stopper.
Mm-hmm.
And when they've worked on that stopper, it has caused the drain to do this fill up and then a bubble effect.
Interesting. It sounds like you've got other vent problems or a plugged line or something else going on in there.
Exactly what it sounds like.
I would probably...
The second question I have is regarding a licensor.
I'm going to have you sit tight through the break here because we're going out to break. We'll be taking all your calls just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.